Hey Tiffany, welcome to season one of Beyond the Numbers. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm really excited for this conversation. I'm curious to hear your take on a specific aspect that I've seen show up when we get into this. But first off, just simply for our subscribers, can you introduce yourself, share who you are, and a little bit about what you do?
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you on this first season adventure of Beyond the Numbers. I am so excited to be here. So, a little bit about me and my journey. I used to be the person who hustled all the time, which is totally not my natural state. To be honest, I am very low energy and quite a bit lazy. But everything I was learning about building a business or building a successful business was telling me that I needed to hustle to be successful. And that's what I was attempting to do. And I knew I was pushing myself past my limits and that what I was doing was unsustainable. So, unsurprisingly, that led me to experiencing overwhelm and paralysis in my business and ultimately burnout. And within that, I was stuck in this loop of showing up to get clients, doing all of the things for clients, and then burning myself out because I was trying to do too much all at the same time, and I wasn't giving myself space. And so, like many other entrepreneurs, what I was feeling in that moment wasn't matching the success that I was seeing. And like many of the entrepreneurs who identify as female, I blamed myself for that lack of success. And I never really stopped to think that it might be the system. I thought I just wasn't trying hard enough. And of course, when you're blaming yourself, you start to question, am I meant to be an entrepreneur? Am I meant to help clients? So eventually, that cycle of burnout, showing up, burning out, showing up, led me down the path of, all right, I'm going back to a 9 to 5, because that's what I thought I needed to do to be successful. And attempting to work a 9 to 5 showed me that, yes, I really was meant to be an entrepreneur, but I needed to start exploring other avenues of success that would work with my more natural state of low energy and ultimate laziness. Because working crazy hours the way I wasn't going to do it for me. And it was in that time of trying to figure out how to come back to business that the concept of cycle syncing came up in my awareness. And I became curious about how our cycles show up. And I realized that I pretty much knew nothing about the menstrual cycle. Yes, I tracked my period, but beyond that, I had never really given it much thought. So, learning about my cycle and how it showed up in my life, you know, that feeling of, oh, I got my period today. That explains so much of my behavior last week. But magnifying it by 1,000, because I was starting to see other patterns and other ways that our menstrual cycles showed up. And the more I started learning and experimenting with how my cycle was impacting my life, I was starting to see how it also impacted my business and how that impacted my ability to show up, not only from a visibility standpoint, but also from a getting things done perspective. And that's when I really started diving into the learning about menstrual cycles. So in 2023, I joined the Period Coaching School and became a certified period coach. And I started to shift how I worked with clients. I moved strictly from helping female entrepreneurs with websites and technology stacks to helping them, one, become aware of their cycle, but also how that cycle shows up in their business and how that cycle awareness could amplify and become a superpower rather than the drudgery of I'm on my period.
I can definitely relate. I was one that, you know, and still I am. I've always had a high work ethic and, you know, willing to do the hard work and, you know, just tell me what to do and I would do it. And it was like, just, I'm going to work my way to success. And I don't know that I ever really hit a point of burnout, but I definitely hit the overwhelm and could relate to a lot of this. And I feel like I've said this on so many of the interviews that we're doing for the summit. So I'm just so glad that we're having these conversations because I think that more of us need to know this. I was also the same way that I tracked, I knew when my period was, and I knew about my ovulation because that was a form of birth control we were doing, like where I was tracking my cycle. But for somebody's like, okay, what the heck are you talking about? Can you kind of give us the overview on what it is like to cycle sync your business and maybe talk about some of the different phases that we go through and how you can start to become more aligned in building your business and creating alignment with your menstrual cycle?
Yeah, so cycle syncing your business is about bringing your business activities into alignment with the natural ebb and flow of your menstrual cycle. And each phase has its own unique superpower, if you will. In order to do that, you need to know your cycle. And the way I break down the menstrual cycle is a little bit different than conventional wisdom. I break the cycle into 5 phases, starting with day 1 of your bleed, commonly known as your period, as the start of your menstrual phase. And this phase lasts about 5 to 7 days, but 3 to 10 isn't out of the realm of possibility or what's considered normal. After that, we have your follicular phase. This phase typically lasts about 7 days until we hit ovulation. And the ovulation is a quick, short phase lasting just 3 or 4 days. After ovulation, we head into the second half of your cycle and the luteal phase. And the luteal phase lasts about 7 to 10 days. So it's a fairly long phase within your cycle. And then after that, we enter into the 5th and final phase, what I call deep luteal. And this phase consists of those last few days before your period, typically about 3 days or so. And I do want to note here that conventional Western medicine talks about the menstrual cycle as having 2 phases, follicular and luteal, which are separated by ovulation. So I've broken it down into a couple additional phases based on what your hormones are doing. Now, within each of these phases, there are changes to your hormone levels. And the way that I look at the phases, they're aligned to what those hormones are doing. And it's not as though you step through a gateway that says, bye menstrual phase, hello follicular phase. It's about understanding the signs. And sometimes those signs are extremely clear. Like you've stopped bleeding, so you're no longer in your menstrual phase and you are now in follicular. Other times those signs and symptoms are a little bit more subtle as a result of the increasing or decreasing hormone levels and what those hormone shifts mean. So now that I've given you kind of a brief outline of the phases, let's talk about how you can start to align your actions to your cycle. In this case, we're talking specifically business actions, but it goes beyond business as well. Once again, I'm going to start with the menstrual phase because this phase is so easy to identify. And if you are no longer having a menstrual cycle, you can use the moon phases to kind of align yourself with what I'm going to be talking about here. So your menstrual phase is aligned with the new moon. And
this is the phase where you are very introverted. It's a big internal focus. It's a great time to declutter and release those things that are no longer serving you or your business. And if you think about it, that's what your body is physically doing as well. It's also a really great time to do those big picture, overarching plans and really start visioning where you see yourself. This phase is very low energy, so you want to make sure that you're giving yourself more space and grace when it comes to any sort of activity that requires big energy. Or if you're really, really focused on cycle thinking, planning those activities during the phases where you have the big energy. So after menstrual, you go into follicular, which if you're looking at this through the lunar cycle, it's a lot like a waxing moon. And this is the phase where you are starting to turn outward. You're noticing an increase in energy. You're not at peak energy yet, but you definitely have more energy, more motivation than you did during your menstrual phase. And this is where you start to look at that big picture thinking, that visioning, and you start to drill down and identify those projects and start planning for those projects, creating to-do lists and action plans. This is where you're going to start to see an increase in your verbal skills. And across this phase and into ovulation, that's peak verbal, which is related to what your hormones are doing to your brain. So once you hit ovulation, which is your next phase and is the lunar equivalent of a full moon, it is your peak energy for most women. It's your superwoman phase. This is where you can be doing all of the things and still have energy at the end of the day. You can burn a candle at both ends. The key to remember when it comes to ovulation is that ovulation only lasts for less than a handful of days, typically about 3. Some women manage 4, and some women only get 2. So it's really important to keep this in mind when you are working on your plans. This is when you are your most extroverted self. So planning those networking events, recording podcasts or videos. It's also a peak self-esteem. So really embracing who you are. This is also a really good time to have tough conversations or create templates for those tough conversations, because we, like I said, have that peak self-esteem, those peak verbal skills. So to have those templates in your back pocket is really useful. Once we've moved out of ovulation, we head into the luteal phase. And the luteal phase is where a lot of women notice a decline in energy, a decline in verbal skills, but an increase in visual skills. And you're starting to feel that energy turn more inward. Even as an extrovert, you're going to feel that inward turn. It's a great time to review and evaluate and observe what is going on. So if you're looking to do, you know, data observations, this is a great time to kind of look at that. You're probably going to see those patterns a little bit more clearly than you would in other phases. And there is going to be a time in this phase, because it is a longer phase, that you may experience a second wind of energy.
And that's great for like wrapping things up as you head into deep luteal and menstrual, where you have that internal don't want to do it. The luteal phase is also that time of the month where you are most likely to want to burn down your business. It is a phase where self-doubt will rear its ugly head, and it's also the time where you are most likely to feel guilty about not being productive, especially because ovulation is a time of peak productivity, and you're feeling like, I did so much yesterday, or I did so much last week, why am I an utter failure for not being able to do the same now? This is also the time where women are most likely to experience their PMS symptoms, and a time where I love this phase for its little bit of rage, and you know exactly what is bothering you about your business, about your clients. It's a great time to identify those boundaries and maybe get a little bit ranty in your content. You'll notice that I talk about PMS not as a phase of your cycle here. PMS is not a phase. It's actually a hormone imbalance. And those hormone imbalances can be addressed minimizing those signs and symptoms of PMS. Now, after your luteal phase, you go into deep luteal. And again, this is just a short 2 or 3 days before your period starts. And deep luteal actually mimics the energy level of menstrual, because once again, your hormones have kind of returned down to baseline. This is the time where you want to make sure you have plenty of space in your schedule. Your self-care is really important. Getting outside into nature and grounding yourself is really important. It is a low energy phase. And if your business allows for it, really embrace that low energy phase, because that rest is so important. And now that you are aware of the different phases and how they show up, you can start thinking about business activities that align to those specific energies. And you can start breaking down those bigger projects for better alignment, so that it actually takes less energy to complete those tasks because you're doing it in alignment with where your brain and body are at.
That was amazing. Thank you. I know you have a free resource for our subscribers to stay connected and help with those first steps of this somewhat detailed process. Of course, all the links are going to be in the show notes, but why don't you share a little bit about that resource, like what they're getting their hands on and how to stay connected with you?
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, I do have a little something for subscribers, my Phases and Flow workbook. The goal is to bring awareness to what's going on so that you can analyze and make informed decisions to become your most productive self. And the best way I know how to do that is by identifying what phase you're in, what tasks you're working on, and reflect on your energy and motivation around those activities. This will help you understand the energy investment you need for those tasks and activities, and at what point in your cycle is best to work on them for you. And that helps you create a plan that supports you to be your most productive self. In flow, of course.
All right. Your action step slash reflection for this session is really the first step. Feels like it's awareness here. There was a lot there. And this can be a super powerful resource for you in your business and your life. Tracking your energy and your motivation to maximize those waves when we're in alignment, when we're having that energy without making it be this rigid thing. I think Tiffany's resource can be a great space to start here, but at a minimum, take out a journal and start paying attention to when you have more energy. This could be applied in so many different areas. This could be when you're working by yourself. This could be when you're out in nature. This could be weather related. This could be cycle related. So many different things. Starting to be aware of when you have the creativity, the energy to do these things. Now, you're building systems to create more ease, but if it still feels heavy, you're not alone. The truth is, your systems only work when your mindset and emotions are on board too. I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience. That's where we bring the strategy, mindset, and emotion all together so you can finally feel grounded, clear, and in control. You can visit amycirca.com/unstoppable to see all the details and to enroll.